This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Eric Hovde has spoken. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The former Senate candidate put out a message on social media yesterday with the word concession missing.
Many people have been wondering why I have remained quiet since election night. I believe it's better not to comment until I have the facts. Wisconsin Election Commission is in the final process of finalizing the canvass from last Tuesday's election. Many people have reached out and urged me to contest the election. While I'm deeply concerned, asking for a recount is a serious decision that requires careful consideration. Further, there are meaningful limits on a recount because they don't look at the integrity of a ballot.
Hovde's down about 29,000 votes to incumbent Tammy Baldwin. His social media message included reasons why he thinks something was off with the election and mentioned the Milwaukee vote. The city vote comes in late due to state law that remained unchanged from 2020. The Republican offered no proof of misconduct. Despite Hovde's claims, most news organizations have called the race for Baldwin. In the statement, Hovde said once the final information is available, he'll announce his decision on how he'll proceed.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Transportation recently announced nearly $140 million of funding for road projects. According to a press release, local governments will have received over $536 million of funding road projects through the General Transportation AIDS program by the end of this year. The funding helps local governments cover the costs of construction and maintenance. The Evers administration has improved over 7,400 miles of road and over 1,700 bridges since 2019. The Green Bay City Council spent 90 minutes in closed session discussing the negotiations between the Green Bay Packers and the city over the lease of Lambeau Field. Then they voted to, quote, proceed as discussed. The city and the Packers organization have been going back and forth over an extension of the Lambeau Field lease for several months. The Packers want to extend the lease for another 20 to 30 years and in return will spend $1.5 billion on stadium upgrades and maintenance. Mayor Eric Genrich will now communicate the council's directions to the Packers. The current lease expires in 2032. A bridge in downtown Green Bay is closed today for maintenance work. The Don Tilleman Bridge on Mason Street over the Fox River will be closed until 2:30 this afternoon. Expect some traffic backups and delays in the area. The Green Bay Packers donated $250,000 to the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay this week to kickstart a fundraising campaign with a $1 million goal. The donation is in honor of Packers president Mark Murphy, who's retiring in July. UWGB athletics director Josh Moon has now become the university's first, quote, Mark Murphy endowed director of athletics. The endowment will be used to meet the greatest needs in the athletic department and will help all 14 sports that UWGB participates in. Chelsea O'Donnell, the daughter of comedian Rosie O'Donnell, will stand trial for drug charges. The 27-year-old Amberg woman waived her preliminary hearing on 5 charges in Oconee County, including possession of meth and possession of narcotics. Her arraignment is on December 12th. She also faces 7 charges in Marinette County, including possession of meth, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and neglect of a child. She has a preliminary hearing and arraignment scheduled in Marinette County Court November 26th. Crossroads 41 announced the lineup for the 2025 festival on Tuesday morning. The headliners for the festival will be Cody Johnson, Kane Brown, and Parker McCollum. The first Crossroads 41 was held in Oshkosh in July at Oshkosh Festival Park, which used to host Country USA and Rock USA. The 2025 dates are August 7th through the 9th. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks beat the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 99-85 win over the Toronto Raptors at Fiserv Forum. What made the difference? Doc Rivers.
One of the things we've been harping on is getting to the paint, create more threes. Well, shot 56 of them today, and 50 of them were great shots. We just didn't shoot them well. But man, if we play like that every night and get those shots, we're going to be fine.
The Bucks host the Pistons tonight. NFL, the Packers getting ready to face the Bears Sunday. Linebacker J.J. Enagbare on what it was like last week, learning the team had traded Preston Smith to the Steelers.
He's been here all my 3 years here, and pretty much was a big part of my success and growth as a player and partly as a man and as a teammate. So losing him is definitely pretty much hit us close to the heart.
College football. The Badgers with three games remaining, starting with Oregon Saturday night.
The number one team in the country coming in, you know, with an incredible opportunity in front of us. You know, it's going to be a challenge. I think that's the thing that we got to make sure we stay focused on.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Dwayne Johnson has his quirks, but he might be booking himself too tight. According to Deadline, the star of Red One confirmed rumors that he was often late to the set and held the production from time to time. Director Jake Kasdan and co-star Chris Evans say it was no big deal because it is expected and more or less written into Johnson's contract because he is a very busy guy. The Rock also admitted to peeing into water bottles to save time. Word to the wise, if you are working on a set on a Dwayne Johnson film, bring a book to read and keep your water on your person. More Gail Godot? Yes, please. The actress will star in a film called The Runner from Amazon MGM Studios. The thriller is set in London, where Godot's character, a lawyer, attempts to rescue her abducted son while getting clues and cryptic messages from a mysterious caller. Sounds fun. The project is in the early stages of development with no release date set. Beyoncé might have been disappointed with her response from the Country Music Awards, but when it comes to Grammy nominations, she's at the top. Variety reports that Beyoncé has been nominated for 11 Grammys, including Artist, Song, and Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter. Not far behind are some other heavy hitters, including, you guessed it, Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, Billie Eilish, and new kid on the block, Chappell Roan. Roan and Carpenter also up for Best New Artist of the Year. Looks like I got shut out again. Taylor Sheridan apparently decided he does not have enough shows on TV, so he is teaming up with Blake Shelton for a new music reality show. The Road will follow a big-time music star around the country in search of the next big musical talent. Deadline reports competing artists will have the opportunity to open for an A-lister in various towns to win over crowds. The music superstar who will lead the search has not yet been revealed. The Road will launch in the fall of 2025 on CBS. The announcement seems like only a matter of time, but there will be a sequel to the prequel known as Wonka. The 2023 film starring Timothée Chalamet was one of the top 10 highest-grossing films of 2023, so the announcement was more a question of when, not if. Director Paul King says the script is in the early stages and will take place before Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and he might incorporate some exotic locations where they have to search for secret ingredients. The film Tremors from 1990 is getting a reboot. The team behind the horror flick, which was at times pretty funny, has reacquired the rights to their script and are contemplating how to approach another crack at the franchise, according to JoeBlow.com. Yes, that's a real site. The original film took place in a small Nevada town that saw residents terrified of graboids. Kevin Bacon, who was in the original, has shown interest in the sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll see a little sunshine this morning. It'll become cloudy by later this afternoon, becoming breezy too, our high 51. Tonight, scattered rain developing, our low 43. Tomorrow, showers continue, ending by about midday. We could get a quarter to a half inch of rain by the time it's done. Cloudy Thursday, high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.